Dubai Eye
103.8. We'd like to discuss on the show small talk. Are you a smooth small talker or are you a total train wreck? Researchers have been looking into this and Sneha May Francis has more.
Researchers in the West have been discussing the awkwardness of conversations. A study by researcher Erica Boothby at Cornell University study found that given 20 everyday activities, people consistently rank their ability to have a conversation at the bottom of the list. The same people also rank others as being better than them at casual conversation. Boothby said, "We not only find that people report feeling underconfident in their ability to engage in casual conversations, they also tend to attribute the worst moments of the conversations, awkward pauses, conversational missteps, to themselves as opposed to their conversation partner." The reality, suggests Boothby, is that things are not as bad as they seem. People are very forgiving in conversations. Another researcher from Harvard University found that most of us don't know when to end a conversation. But while people think this is a catastrophe, in reality, it appears to be a normal part of two humans talking to each other, and neither person has any idea how uncoordinated they really are. The bottom line, don't worry so much about your conversation. Everyone is nervous, and things go better than one might expect. How do you fare in small talk? Are you a natural or a nervous wreck?
Do send us your thoughts on that one. We'd love to use that as one of the talkers throughout the day. It is Valentine's Day, and we have made a commitment to playing some of the cheesiest songs known to mankind. Some of the cheesiest love songs, that is. And to that end, if you've got any suggestions, any nominations for love songs that just shouldn't be played on air, then feel free to get involved and give us those. Does this factor? Small talk. That's one of the conversations we're asking today. And to that end, I know it's a little ironic, but get involved in the small talk if you can, because you could be winning prizes. We've got tickets aplenty to give away today. Zina Zalamea is the arbiter of all of those tickets. She has them in her prize cabinet at the moment. What prizes are we giving away today?
We are giving away two tickets to the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championship on the 1st of March. That's the men's semi-final. So whoever wins this is a lucky guy or girl. And then we've got a Dubai Desert Challenge. That's on the 22nd. The second best comment wins two registrations to the tournament, and it's in Al Qudra Lakes in Al Marmoum.
So, if you would like to get involved with either of those events, if you'd like to get to those events, if you'd like to get your hands on those tickets so that you can give them to your loved one for Valentine's Day gift today, see where I'm going with that? Then taken care of. All you have to do is to share your thoughts with us on today's talker. We're looking for everyday heroes. Are there any more everyday heroes out there that are probably too shy, too humble, too self-respecting to, you know, shout about their own achievements from the rooftops? But what about those around them, the loved ones who would like to nominate them? Have you got an everyday hero that you can nominate for us? If so, we'd love to hear from you. Also, we're talking small talk because we're asking whether small talk is something that we fear. Researchers in the West have been discussing the awkwardness of conversations. Studied by researcher Erica Boothby, a Cornell University study, found that given 20 everyday activities, people consistently rank their ability to have a conversation at the very bottom of the list. The same people also rank others as being better than them at casual conversation. Are you good at small talk, or is it something you fear? Are we getting better at small talk? Zina Zalamea, what sort of impact do you think social media is having on small talk? Surely it's encouraging it, isn't it?
I feel that it's quite the opposite. A lot of people are on their phones posting messages that they wouldn't tell the people in front of them about, you know. So people are just comfortable sending text messages, posting this, taking pictures, and not really engaging in small talk and meaningful talk, any sort of talk.
Now, what about if you're job relies on it to a certain degree? Let's go down to Deepak now, who joins us live on the line. Hey Deepak, good to have you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very well. Now you're a sales executive in the auto industry. So I suppose small talk is part and parcel of your sales patois.
Absolutely. I would say that it is. And it's important actually, because it's important to understand people, basically. It's people skills, which is important. At any given point of time, we need this, you know. But I do notice that people do hesitate that there could be the possibility that because, of course, they don't know you and not everybody is comfortable talking, like Zina rightly said right now, that people are more busy on social media nowadays. So it's important that we know who we are dealing with and to have a little bit of knowledge about different aspects of life, I would say, and sometimes even knowledge about different topics helps.
Have you been able to work out, with your experience and during your career, have you been able to work out characters who appreciate small talk when they come into the car showroom and those that are a little more focused and know what they want and don't want the small talk?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some people more friendly than the other, but it depends. Sometimes there are guys who are absolutely not interested, and in some time you can. I mean, it's how you crack it, you know. You could just initiate a small talk with somebody by just complimenting them. I mean, not making it up, but genuinely, people always have something good in them to compliment about. So, you know, you can get them talking a little bit. Sometimes that works, sometimes you talk.
And finally, Deepak, I mean, with so much of our lives now going online in terms of the way we interact, in the terms of where we have a small talk, what about in terms of the way we sell as well? In terms of that selling culture, be always a closing and selling, etc., does small talk still play its part? Is there still that face-to-face element?
It does. It does play a major part, I would say. Because that's how you get to know someone. You not be interviewing somebody like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, you get to know them. You get to be friends with them. You know, then you know already what's the requirement, how many people are involved in this, what kind of a lifestyle the person indulges in. So it definitely helps.
Deepak, good on you. All the best for the weekend. That was Deepak, who believes that small talk still plays its part. Do you think that small talk still plays its part? What about in your industry, in your job? Researchers out there suggesting that we're not all very good at it. Are there certain individuals who are born to small talk and others that aren't? What about you as well? Would you be first to admit that you're no good at it? Let's hear from some of our colleagues down here who've made, well, a career around small talk.
There's no such thing as a casual conversation, at least not for me. Social situations really stress me out. I'm always thinking what to say, how to say, is it wrong, is it right? Total train wreck is the verdict.
In the age of social media communication and the internet, you think people will be talking more to each other, but I find the opposite happening, and there seems to be a bit of an anti-social streak going around. So normally I'm pretty great in social interactions, but that's because I actively choose to speak less and listen more, while I obviously do dread small talk to the point where a conversation becomes stale.
A casual conversation is the easiest thing a person can do because you're talking about anything and everything, so it doesn't really mean anything. And if you get rejected, they will just say, like, probably say a few words and leave, and then you go on to the next person, so there's nothing to fear in that.
Amisha's been in touch with the show, saying, I find it the hardest to even just ask things out of common courtesy, such as how someone is doing, how is their day, things as such. And when I'm asked things like that, I find myself instantly feeling super awkward. I can carry intense or deep conversations, but nothing small. I'd love to be able to improve on this one. This one has come through from Haman out there saying, I'm terrible at this too. 3-hour conversation about AI, sure, no problem. 3 to 5 minute conversation where I reply every question you ask me with an answer followed by, and how about you? Pretty likely too. I've been told in the past to try firm, F-I-R-M, 90% of the time. 90% of the time it works, 100% of the time. Use one from each category in this order or something similar. Thank you very much, Nihaman. You put this down for us. So firm stands for family, interest, recreation and message. For family, did you grow up around here? Do you have any siblings? For interests, what's your dream vacation destination? Anything on Netflix you like? Did you catch? Insert, you know, you can put whatever title of a film you want in there. Recreation, what do you do for fun these days? Have you ever been skydiving or something similar. And message is, I'm so glad we got to catch up. Let's do this again. Hopes this helps. Well, thanks so much indeed, Hamal. I didn't realise people invested so much into small talk, and there are philosophies that go along with it.
And I also found a list of the worst small talk topics and topping the list. Okay, it's financial, talking about your finances, politics, of course, religion, death, your age or your appearance. I get this a lot. A lot of people are asking me, when are you due? When's the big day? I'm not pregnant anymore. Come on, guys.
But is that small talk? Is that small talk, or is that just...
Well, yeah, when they see your belly and it resembles a baby bump, they immediately think, you know, because they don't know you that well, that's the only thing that can sort of connect you, or that's the only thing they can say about you. They think you're pregnant, and before they even think about it...
I don't know if that's small talk. That's just social awkwardness, isn't it?
It is very socially awkward. But yeah, a lot of small talk is very socially awkward.
True.
I mean, we sit opposite each other after the show, and sometimes...
Not for long,
and it still feels very awkward, even though we're together for hours and hours. Yeah, it is very awkward for me. Sorry.
We're doing this now on air? This couldn't have waited until afterwards? No?
This is awkward. This moment right here.
We're talking everyday heroes. This comes off the back of the story we've done this week. Peter was saved by John. John's an everyday hero because he stepped in, performed the Heimlich manoeuvre, performed CPR, saved Peter's life. We also heard about Emma, the mother yesterday, dining in a restaurant here in Dubai. Bit of mango went down the wrong way. Two complete strangers jumped in, saved her life as well. So we've put the question out there. What about those everyday heroes? They're reluctant to come forward and talk about their own attributes and what they've done. So we're asking you to shine a light on them. Zina Zalameh.
We've got a great message from Valerie saying, everyday heroes, nurses Andra, JC and Lloyd, who give my husband excellent home care, have twice saved him from heart attacks. The first one is his heart stopped for 30 minutes, but they gave him CPR straight away and he's now making good recovery.
And we received this one yesterday from Stacey, who got in touch with the show saying, I watched your own Adnan do the same thing and save another man's life a couple of months ago. A stranger in a busy restaurant began choking. Adnan saw from across the room, leaped out of his chair from across the restaurant and gave the man the Heimlich manoeuvre. Saved his life. Love the fact that you're highlighting these everyday superheroes. The superhero has flown into the studio. He's a colleague of ours, Adnan. We didn't know.
Morning, Tom.
We had no idea.
I know. Well, I'm not one to brag about saying, hey, you know, I just saved someone's life from choking. So I just saw him, you know, his friend was trying. We were in a place in D3 and we were in a small little cute cafe and his friend was trying to save him. And he was trying to do the Heimlich maneuver, but he was doing it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And so I just went up there and I just went out of my chair. I left my breakfast and I just went out of my chair and he was still trying. And I'm like, that's not the way to do it. Let me do it. So he just gave me his friend and I started after like four or five thrusts and I'm just like, oh, panicking. I'm like, oh my God, is he really, really choking? Can I do this? And then after four or five thrusts, I don't know what came out of his mouth. I think it was, I don't know what, but apparently I was still, you know, giving him thrusts even after he, you know, it came out of his mouth and everyone's like, oh, it's gone. It's okay.
Sure.
So I was really happy. I'm really glad I was there to help. Yeah. And it really felt good after, you know, everyone.
No regrets for you at all.
No regrets at all. It really felt good. And everyone was just, they had their mouths dropped. Like they didn't know that this, oh my God, this actually happened. Like someone was just choking and this man just came up and really, really saved his life. So
would you do it again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. If I see someone and you know, that's not, they're still choking and they're trying to really help their friend and save their friend, then yeah, I'd get up. And
did you know, did the person say thank you? Have you sort of stayed in touch or anything like that? Yeah.
We didn't stay in touch, but he said thank you. He was really grateful. And I kind of showed him how to do it properly and what he was doing that was improper. He was, and I told him, I'm like, listen, you know, your food isn't going to run away. So just take your time, enjoy your meal, enjoy the company of your friends and just relax. You know, just don't chow everything down. Just take your time.
It's good advice to go into the weekend. Listen, mate, I really appreciate you coming in. You are our everyday hero today.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks again for saving somebody's life. Thanks again for sharing that one. And thanks again for being that sort of person that would jump in that sort of situation. Hopefully you won't have to do it over the weekend during Redfest. You're going to have your work cut out, aren't you?
I hope not. I'm prepared, though. I'll be ready.
Good stuff. You're in good hands. Adnan, bless you. Enjoy Redfest.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.